I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled Gravitas. Paul says in Romans 11:36, "To him be glory forever. Amen." Gravitas, a word that comes directly into our English language from Latin. Its literal meaning is weighty. It carries with it the ideas of seriousness, solemnity, dignity, loftiness, and grandeur. It is appropriately the root of our concept of gravity. I remember when I first became aware of our English use of the word. It occurred when George W. Bush was running for president back in 2000. He selected Dick Cheney as his vice presidential running mate. Yes, the Dick Cheney who just recently passed away. Of course, for those who have been politically informed, Dick Cheney has been variously loved or hated depending on one's political persuasion and depending on the particular moment in time. But at the time of the 2000 campaign, the media portrayal of Cheney's selection by Bush was that he added gravitas to the ticket. The idea was that Cheney was well experienced in Republican administrations, having served both Nixon and Ford, and eventually became the Secretary of Defense in Bush's father's, George H.W. Bush's, administration. The media wanted to portray W. as a lightweight, with his less than stellar academic performance at Yale, his favorite pastime as an owner of the Texas Rangers baseball team, and the notion that the main reason he was a presidential candidate was that he was a Bush. The narrative was that he needed more seriousness on the ticket, more intellectual and political weight, more gravitas. We'll let history be the judge of the validity of those conjectures. However, I must say that the application of gravitas to such mere mortals is a waste of Latin and a diminishment of the English language. For there is one being alone who exemplifies true gravitas, and that is God. At the end of Romans 11, there is an extraordinary doxology. A doxology is a hymn of praise to God alone who is worthy of our adoration. The root of the word doxology is the Greek doxa. In Romans 11:36, doxa is translated as glory. To him be glory forever. Doxa in the Greek means an estimation of the value of something or someone. In the case of God, it is the ultimate valuation. The glory of God is the most sublime, most lofty, most grand appellation of any being possible. And doxa is the Greek word that translates the Hebrew word for glory, which is kabod. And kabod literally means weighty. There is no being in the universe more weighty than God. He is the one who alone deserves the designation of gravitas. God, in fact, is more weighty than, well, gravity, since he created gravity. That's where we land in the book of Romans at the end of chapter 11. As Paul has recounted the splendors of the gospel in all its manifestations through 11 chapters, he simply ends with glory, with weightiness, with gravitas. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.